Customer Appreciation Day, which will be in July, so keep listening. We are getting ready for the kids to go back to college and get those dorms and apartments.
Haven't you changed your basement some?
The basement, we've revamped it some, and we think you need to come and see it because we're proud of it.
So bring those trucks and load them up and get the kids ready to go back to college.
Absolutely. Really, we've got everything you need. We've got everything from the silverware to the dishes to the bedspreads to curtains, everything.
All right, Dot, what are your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Montgomery.
When the Washington swamp needed to be drained, Americans turned to political outsider and businessman Donald Trump to shake things up and give conservatives a voice. Now the Montgomery political swamp needs to be drained, and political outsider and small business owner Will Dismukes is ready to shake up state government and be a conservative voice for us. Will Dismukes is a father and husband, dedicated Christian and lay minister. Dismukes started his own flooring company and is working to create jobs and provide opportunity in his community. And as a business owner, Will Dismukes is following President Trump's lead of putting business principles to work for taxpayers. Dismukes will drain the swamp of career politicians and professional bureaucrats that keep government from serving good, hardworking families. A Christian conservative and political outsider with real-world experience, vote conservative Republican Will Dismukes for state representative on July 17th. Paid for by Will Dismukes for state representative. P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Today is July 10th, Teddy Bear Picnic Day. Spread out a blanket, fill a basket with goodies, and enjoy a picnic with your teddy bear. What's that, Teddy? You can't finish your potato salad? Is it because you're stuffed? Oh, I do so enjoy Teddy Bear Picnic Day.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
All right, we've been told we have sun interference with the Fox News signal, so we don't know what to expect here.
Right.
Let's see if it's fixed. Not a very promising start.
No, our engineer said it's sunspots, it's a seasonal issue. And he was dealing with it down in Selma. It's all over the place. So.
You know what this is? It's global warming.
Mm.
What other explanation could there be? I'm going to play that song. Today is Teddy Bear Picnic Day.
Yeah.
As Shadow Stevens just announced. And when I was a kid, and it's not exactly ancient history, this was a song that every little phonograph and every little baby boomer household played.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their pick.
We asked Rich to sing it this morning.
Thanks, but no thanks,
said Rich. Emily knew it, but Jay, for some reason, did not.
You just don't hear that style of singing anymore. It makes me want to, because I wasn't up here last time he played it, the Lawrence Welk performance of One Toke Over the Line.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just...
You know, and I still haven't put that in the system.
It's so funny.
Unless somebody did it for me. Let me take a quick check. I feel sorry for Lawrence Welk in the same way I'm feeling sorry for myself today, because they got fooled.
Oh.
See, there's another example. They thought it was a brand new spiritual when it was, in fact, a tribute to the devil's lettuce.
People get swerved. People get punked, catfished. I mean, you got to be careful these days, especially on, like, online dating sites. Oh, good Lord.
Hey, I want to thank my buddy Chuck Courtney, because I said, Chuck, after he sent me a nice evaluation on the roll call.
I suck at this job.
And Chuck says, no, you don't. It's just one of those days. You can't be perfect every show. You do a great job. Thanks, Chuck. I need the reassurance today. I don't know why. I need to go visit Goose.
Yes, you do.
I need to jump in the car and drive down and spend some time with the kids. That would fix me right up. It's 5:06. Let's see what's happening with our local news.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. The Redland community came together Monday night to grieve after an apparent murder-suicide over the weekend. More than 100 students, teachers, and loved ones gathered at Redland Hills Church. If you'd like to donate to help the family, visit alabamanews.net. Could tougher laws in Alabama prevent animals from dying in hot cars? State Senator Del Marsh would like to see a Good Samaritan law in place to help animals in distress in extreme weather conditions. He says he plans to introduce a bill in the next legislative session. The idea comes after the recent dog death in Trustville, where a woman left her dog in a car for several hours while she shopped in Walmart. And Faulkner University has announced that former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair will speak at the annual benefit dinner. Blair served as Prime Minister from 1997 until 2007. The event will be held October 4th. Those are your news headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
You know, Faulkner always gets some interesting people in, and I was shocked to hear they were bringing Tony Blair in.
Yeah.
But I would be interested in hearing what he had to say.
He's an interesting man. He really is.
That movie about the Queen.
The King's Speech?
No, it's the one with Helen Mirren.
Oh. Is it called The Queen?
I think so. The guy that plays Tony Blair in that movie, and it's all about, you know, navigating through Diana's death and the politics around that. Because the Queen wasn't exactly a fan. But when she saw British people saying ugly things about her as if she didn't care, she went on national TV to correct that impression. Even though I don't really think that was what was in her heart. Being royals and all that, you know. But the guy that played Tony Blair in the movie was amazing.
Hmm.
Not just looked like him, but was incredibly believable. Just like, what's his name in Churchill?
Gary Oldman is Churchill, Oldman. Yeah.
God, I mean, that was a performance for the ages there.
It was a good movie.
8 minutes after 5, let's hit the traffic dungeon.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of things to call to your attention here. We have accidents on Atlanta Highway at Bell Road. That is an accident with injury. We also have one on East Boulevard. That will be just south of Woodmere Boulevard, and it's in the southbound lanes. Got things backed up a little bit right there. Everything else around the boulevard looks fairly decent. Not much on Atlanta Highway, and both interstate systems are looking really good. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance to nod your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. We're in a situation where the number of storms will be in short supply for a day or two. Chances are not zero, but small. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 74. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. Hot day, high in the middle 90s, heat index close to the 105 danger range. Partly sunny, widely scattered storms at best, and then at least low to mid-90s on Thursday and Friday as the number of storms start to increase again. Our weather app is a great companion to take on vacation because it knows where you are. It'll give you current weather, forecast weather, radar, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts for wherever you're located. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and yes, we are having a huge sale. We have a number of really nice sets where you can get the king for a queen price, other sets with free box springs with the mattress, and many discounted sets. But why would you buy from Mr. Sandman? There are good mattresses sold all over town. Well, we are locally owned, carry the largest selection of mattresses in the area, many unique to Central Alabama. We are always having a sale, and we actually have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Most of our competitors push the same brand. brands. Mr. Sandman offers models from Serta, Scandinavian, Restonic, Jameson, King Coil, Bed Boss, Sutherland, and others. My employees are nice, not pushy, and we don't get upset if you want to shop around before making a decision. We stock beds and headboards and have the best prices on power adjustable bases. We have some full-size and California King adjustable bases in stock at clearance prices on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry in the Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Reminder, Fred Mark Diamonds, you better believe it, we have the Fred Mark Diamonds. They're all responsibly sourced, totally beautiful, beautifully cut, and there's only 1% of all the diamonds in the world that qualify for diamonds. But do you pay more? Absolutely not. You're dealing with Marguerite's here. Okay, we have the best diamonds. They go straight from the mine to our cutter to us. There's no middleman. You get the best diamond for the less money.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now the latest scheme is, well, we're going to drill offshore. I know how bad people are hurting. So if I thought that by drilling offshore we could solve our problem, I'd do it. Like all compromises, this one has its drawbacks. It does include a limited amount of new offshore drilling. And while I still don't believe that's a particularly meaningful short-term or long-term solution, what I've said is I'm willing to consider it if it's necessary to actually pass a comprehensive plan.
What did you get at?
I don't understand a word you just said.
Yeah, me either. And we missed that, don't we? Oh, it was so nice when the media took an eight-year nap and we didn't have to be confronted with all these horrors. Well, I saw green in the market. Let's find out why by joining Mr. Right on the Money, Brett.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. How are you, my friend?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing well. It's been a long day. I'm losing my voice, I think. I've been on the phone all day long. I'm telling Joey,
it's a shame I didn't lose mine. this has not been my finest day on the radio. Yeah, they all come along from time to time.
Yeah.
So we're almost back to 25,000 on the Dow. That's the third straight day of upward momentum. What is fueling this?
Yeah, so, it's a little bit of what we talked about yesterday. The fundamentals are really starting to come back into the picture. You know, the markets are going to move based on all kinds of uncertainty or whatever in between these earnings announcements. But now we're back in earnings season. And I think the market is really starting to focus again on these powerful, powerful earnings that we saw in the first quarter. And can we get a carryover into the second quarter? It seems to me that we've built some momentum out of the first quarter. And we've already had some companies reporting. I mean, Pepsi the other day just absolutely blew it out. They had phenomenal numbers, even way better than what people thought they could do on top of a great quarter in the first quarter. And then later this week, we get all the major banks, and so we get to hear from them, which is important because it's not just earnings or revenues from the banks. And when I say banks, I mean the big ones, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Goldman, et cetera. These banks give you not just, some insight into trading volumes and the investment activity, but it also gives you sort of an opportunity to look through this lens into the global financial market to kind of see what the overall health is out there, because you can see where a lot of banks, what they're feeling in terms of insurance that they're trying to take down on maybe certain sovereign debt positions in Europe and other things, and it kind of lifts the curtain. So that's an important thing, and I think, by the way, they're going to be great. I think those earnings are going to be really strong. And I think that the momentum is going to continue to build as we go through the month of July. And there's a real, real potential here for us to resume this bull market based on pure raw fundamentals. And that's a healthy thing. Now, certainly, you could see this ugly tariff issue get out of hand, and that could dampen the party a little bit. But right now, I really think that, you know, we're primed to sort of recoup some of the little bit of losses that we saw over the last few months and settle down in terms of volatility, if you will. And you know, it's this is what you want, and I think you know, the fundamental story is what we want to pay attention to. That's the bottom line.
What might we see the president focusing on as he travels? I mean, I love the fact that he's just fearlessly heading over to Britain. There are people there that are rallying behind him. That little mayor of theirs is a real piece of work. And then on to visit Putin. He made an interesting statement, I think, before he got on Marine One, that of all the situations he's got to deal with, like with Democrats and the Supreme Court nominee, and everything else, Putin may be the easiest of the batch to work with. And I don't think that's a put-down. At least he can expect a straight-up conversation with him.
Well, I think so. I mean, guys like him have a little bit of bravado, and Trump does as well. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
I think he's a guy that's going to tell you how he feels, you know. He's also a guy that might kill you. So you can't, you know, you can't lose sight of that. But no, I think he's right. And you know, I think the wonderful thing about Trump is that, you know, when he won it, everybody thought it was a big joke and that we were going to be the laughing stock of the world. But miraculously, he's done a pretty masterful job in terms of pushing back on the establishment from both sides of the aisle. And really kind of putting everyone in their place, and now they're all following him, whether they want to or not. I mean, he's even got the Democrats doing this. I mean, as we laugh every day, you know, about some of the stupid things they say, because it's all they have to say, that's even evidence that they're following him. They're doing exactly what he expects them to do.
It's interesting. I was just looking at some polling, and it looks really good for Republicans in terms of gaining seats in the Senate. There's a couple at risk, but I don't understand. With this economy humming the way it is, we're in a situation where wages are rising. People are quitting jobs in record numbers because there's more money available somewhere else. So this upward mobility thing that really fueled the 80s, that's why the term yuppie was invented, young, upwardly mobile, professional people. It seems to be happening again with the rejuvenated economy. It's hard to think that, and because although Reagan, the media was no nicer to him really than they are to Trump, Reagan ended up carrying 49 states because people were doing well. One question, are you better off today? But we've got all these folks with this Trump derangement syndrome issue acting out and acting like brats, entitled brats. There's no argument to make.
Yeah. No, there really isn't, and I think you're exactly right. I mean, the economy always tells the tale. It always has, and it always will. I mean, and I think as he goes around, and we talked about this yesterday, I mean, the GOP, I mean, they see these numbers. They see these trends. I mean, they're, courting him around and throwing him out there because it's good for business.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he does have coattails here with this. And I think that he can, you know, potentially be a real difference maker in some of these areas. But I'm not too worried about it. The midterms, I'm really not. And I think that the market's not really either. I mean, the market, believe it or not, prices in some of that as well.
You know, here's the thing. In 2010, there was a good reason for a red wave. People did not like Obamacare. 63 Democrats voted for it and lost their jobs because of it. It was so massively unpopular. Who's going to vote against an economy that's getting better, putting more money in their pockets? Peace talks with North Korea. There's a long list of things he's been accomplishing, and only a maniac wants open borders. It's just crazy. But there's plenty of time between now and then. I am, like you, though, I don't really feel particularly worried about that and having to listen to impeachment hearings for 2 years. For what? Because they don't like him? I don't think that's in the Constitution. Interesting thing, Brad. This is just from historical perspective. We talked about this morning. Having certain possessions indicates... in fact, one of my favorite shows that I ever did was, what's the one thing you could have in your house that would make you feel really rich if you had it? And for me, that was a fountain soda dispenser, you know, that I could go up to. It would fill my cup with crushed ice, and I could get fountain Diet Coke whenever I want. I would feel like a rich man if I had that.
It's high class.
And here's the interesting thing, because the Bureau of Economic Research found products and brands that infer that somebody is doing well. Now, 25 years ago, you know what the leading indicator of somebody doing well was? Using Grey Poupon mustard.
Oh, my gosh.
Which shows how effective that. Pardon me, do you have any Grey Poupon?
It's good.
Uh-huh.
Today, though, if you have an iPhone, a passport, Bluetooth in your car, which I do, thank you, Jack Ingram, heated seats, I mentioned iPad, and your cell phone services through Verizon. Those are the brands that indicate that you are prosperous.
I must be doing well.
You are. Look at you. And you're good.
Yeah, but I look at my income when it comes tax time, and I'm like, how am I pulling this off?
Yeah, I know. Back in 92, in addition to Grey Poupon, owning an answering machine, using Kodak film in your camera instead of, you know, a house brand or a store brand, and owning a Sylvania brand TV. Those were the status symbols 25 years ago.
Wow.
And you know what? We may not be able to think of it today, but 25 years from now, they'll look at these things that we consider to be, wow, my iPhone, and they'll be laughing at us. It's just
weird. I know. I think about that. You know, sometimes I tell, you know, especially my children, because I grew up really in the 70s. I was born in 1967. And I remember when we first got a microwave. I remember when cable TV showed up, and I just thought, wow, you know, this is unbelievable. But when we had when the remote control was invented, that was the coolest thing in the world for me.
Well,
personally,
people don't understand what a cool thing it was to be able to go to a store and walk out with a movie that you could watch at any time you wanted.
That's right.
Or you had the first cell phone
you ever had.
Sure, I was one of the first, too. I had one in 87 or 88. It was one of those ones you could pistol whip somebody. It was so heavy.
I know it.
Or
a boat.
I'll never forget driving around in my car and calling my friends and how amazing that was to be able to...
Now, did you have a cell phone or a car phone?
No, it was a cell phone.
Okay.
It was one of the first.
The car phone goes back to the 60s, I think.
They had them then. There's an episode of Andy Griffith where some guy that owns a furniture polish company is showing off his car phone and blah, blah, blah.
The first one I ever had was a bag phone. It had the big phone that was inside the bag so you could take it with you around. I thought I was just the coolest guy in the world. You know, young financial advisor driving around town and had me a bag phone.
You are the coolest guy around. Hey, did you get my note?
Well, absolutely I did. Hey, Greg.
Yes?
It's that time. We have to announce the Bob Baumhauer's winning word of the day. And we need caller number 6. To call in and win a $20 gift card. I wish I could do that. I want the $20 gift card.
Brent, I would be happy to give you one. I'll buy you one. I'll tell you what. But because you are a sponsor of the show, the contest rules prohibit you from winning a prize.
That's right.
So you heard what Brent said. Get to the phone, call 272-9228, caller 6 with today's winning word. Gets a $20 gift card to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Become managerial with your money. Give this man a call. Meet his incredible teammates at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management and put a plan together for your future. It's very empowering. 387-0094. It's been that kind of a day for me. Brent's number is 387-0094. Contest number is 272-9228. And you did a good job because the phones are completely full. So, Brent, thank you, and we will talk tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Look forward to it.
Likewise. Okay. Down the line we go. Can I play the... You are caller two. Thanks for trying. You are caller three. We appreciate the effort. What was that last one?
Caller three. This is four.
This is four.
Wait, no. You jumped.
This is three. I skipped two. Jesus.
So we're on.
Oh, my God.
Four now.
This is number four. I am sorry. Thank you for trying. You're caller five. You get the sad trombone. I'm going to get tested after the show. Who's this?
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Glad you called. Do you have today's Baumhauer's winning word, and can you say it the way we said it this morning?
I can't say it the way y'all said it, but I think it is gold.
That's good enough. Yeah, we were practicing our soccer announcing skills.
Y'all did good. Y'all did good.
Thank you very much, and so did you. You won a $20 Baumhauer Victory Grill gift card.
Well, that is very exciting.
And I appreciate you listening on one of the more rancid performances I've turned in the history of my career today.
I loved it.
Oh, thank you. Hold on. Now I feel better again. But trust me, in another couple of minutes, I'll screw up again. It's inevitable. It's just that kind of a day. Tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow's 7-Eleven, so it's a lucky day.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
And that, of course, is in reference to Bram McDonald. We appreciate him very, very much. Tomorrow, we're going to have Dana Dulkin and Jacqueline Tomlinson in. And by the way, I saw a story on Breitbart. The big Democratic strategy now for blocking Kavanaugh is Me Too. So I guess they've got something. They have no shame, that's for sure. It'll be interesting to get their opinions on that and many other issues. And they're just fun to have around. And besides, if I suck again tomorrow, they'll pull me through. Dana Dulkin and Jacqueline Tomlinson are attorneys who specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. So for a guy, here's the best advice I will ever pass along. If you find this, you know, the sad situation taking place in your life where you and your spouse are going separate directions, that is the moment where you take control of your part of the situation, hire the excellent representation of Dana and Jacqueline, and let them do their job. Stay away. Stay away. Focus on all the things that you'll have to deal with as you move forward with your own life. Possibly a new address, a new routine, getting to work. Everything changes. You don't really think about that because you're focused on the end of a marriage. But there's a lot to prepare for. Let them take care of the tough part. That's why you hire women who specialize in representing men and men's rights in matters of divorce. There are still great prejudices in the system against men, especially when it comes to custody. Let these two legal warriors fight those battles. Dana Dulkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, 819-4810, or visit the web address divorceformenalabama.com, and we'll see them tomorrow.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's exactly 5:30. Let's see how traffic's doing.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Have an accident with injury. That will be on Atlanta Highway at Bell Road. That looks to be in the eastbound lane, so be careful over there. Also still showing a lot of backup on East Boulevard, just south of Woodmere Boulevard, and got some southbound lane trouble there as well. Southbound on 85 from South Union down to the interchange, we have some rush hour traffic stacking up there. Same story over around the Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road area. Some rush hour stuff going on there as well. Go online, do business the way you want at ReinhardtToyota.com. That's ReinhardtToyota.com, their family serving yours. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Who thought the day would ever come, but Bobby Bright, we're welcoming him as our guest this coming Thursday at 3:30. Looking forward to that. And we have also put the word out, want to be fair, Martha Roby used this radio station frequently when she was running for Congress, first, second, third time around. We would like her to know that she's invited. I'm not setting up a debate. I don't do those. But if Martha wants to have the equal time to come in, answer questions, and explain some of the decisions and actions she's taken, we're hoping that, that's accepted, because it's never been personal with her. I have great respect for her as a person, as a mom, community member, but sometimes you got to ask tough questions. So we're hoping that she'll accept between now and Tuesday, since basically this radio station was very, very significant in her election in 2010. I would think that she would want to make things clear to the same constituents 8 years later. It's time. It's overdue. We'll see what happens. But Bobby Bright will be with us at 3:30 Thursday here on Happy Hour.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is the time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by Lou Choir have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, Lou Choir and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbyloquire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier Lou Choir and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new carrier systems. That's acbyloquire.com. On Donner and Blitzen. I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Whenever my team prepares our funny car for the next run, we're always thinking ahead, and so should you with Advance Auto Parts. Come in today and have your battery, starter, and alternator checked for free. There's never any charge for battery installation with purchase, and Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Services available on most vehicles at most locations.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're in a situation where the number of storms will be in short supply for a day or two. Chances are not zero, but small. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 74. Tomorrow we'll do it again. Hot day, high in the middle 90s, heat index close to the 105 danger range, partly sunny, widely scattered storms at best, and then at least low to mid-90s on Thursday and Friday as the number of storms start to increase again. Our weather app is a great companion to take on vacation because it knows where you are. It'll give you current weather, forecast weather, radar, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts for wherever you're located. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it. Yeah.
My home gets foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on
it. I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
Rub some bacon on it. Bacon on it.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
That's a good idea. When you're having one of those days, rub some bacon on it. Good bacon story this week, too. I've heard about this. There was a guy who was staying at one of those, I think it was the, has an Asian name, the Miyako? Fancy place. I went to a wedding there a bunch of years ago. Incredible place. And he was claiming to be a Saudi prince.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody was buying it. And then somebody saw him at breakfast eating bacon. Oh. So they kind of put two and two together. If he was an authentic Muslim, he would not be eating bacon.
Well, I mean, so they're a cafeteria Muslim.
They busted him. He was not a Saudi prince. But he apparently was doing a good enough job to fool a bunch of people before that. Just a bacon-related story. Look who's on the phone.
Hey, good-looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
That's Chad.
Yeah.
What's
it's not cafeteria Muslims. It's smorgasbord Muslims.
Oh. Yes.
They eat a smorgasbord, not a cafeteria. So I think that we've seen the Democrats shoot their wad at Kavanaugh, and they ain't got Nan. You know, they don't have anything on this guy. This guy's going to get confirmed. I think Collins and Murkowski are going to vote for him. McCain gave him an endorsement today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's shocking.
Yeah, McCain tweeted that. Well, let me tell you something. It's interesting.
McCain's just been so hell-bent for leather on.
He's a thorn in the side, but I'll tell you this. he votes the right way for justices. You got to look at his background. He's never voted against a Republican nominee that I can recall for a judicial position for a justice, you know, especially on the Supreme Court. So, you know, the fact of the matter is that Kavanaugh has an incredible, you know, a resume. You know, he's a Yale grad, went to Georgetown Prep. You know, he's been on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals for 12 years, which is substantial. He's written over 300 opinions. And, you know, there's just nothing on this guy. I mean, he works in a church community and volunteers. He's Roman, you know, conservative Roman Catholic guy. Of course, that's the kiss of death now for some of these senators like Dianne Feinstein. So I think that he's going to get confirmed, and it's going to. I think he's going to end up getting several Democrat votes. I think Joe. This is really hard for Democrats to vote against him, for ones in the red states like Joe Manchin and some of these others. They're not going to be able to vote.
Yeah, I looked at some polling in the last half hour, and there's at least four red states that Trump carried by large margins, and
right.
He remains very popular. That have Democratic senators, for whatever reason, they're probably swept in on the Obama tide or whatever.
Yeah. John Tester from Montana, Heidi Heitkamp, Claire McCaskill, Joe Manchin, also Nelson down in Florida. You know, he's in the battle of his life. He's losing right now. He's going to lose.
The guy that's running against him, I think, is going to be an easy winner. But
they have 10. Yeah, they have Democrats up and senators up in 10 red states that went heavily for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always predicted that at a minimum we're going to pick up four of those. And I think that's realistic. And this enthusiasm gap that the mainstream media was pushing for so long, it's non-existent. Look at the Trump rallies and you tell me there's an enthusiasm gap. You know, people are still showing up for this guy 2 years after he's elected president. And in the middle of summer, in hot venues, and he's filling the place of the rafters still, you know? So don't tell me there's an enthusiasm gap, especially now that we have economic progress. It's just unbelievable.
How are they going to sell it? Yeah, the other day, that ridiculous statement after the jobs report. This is reckless, all these jobs. Reckless.
Reckless of holding, this is uncontrolled growth. I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, that's all. If that's all they have, and people see through it. I mean, Greg, people have common sense, you know. And the one thing the Democrats are ensuring with all these really radicalized Antifa types and, you know, pro-abortion types, like the comedian that went out and did the thing on Netflix the other day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, that was disgusting.
Are they out of their freaking minds?
I don't care what your position on abortion is. Do you actually believe that? I mean, so what kind of evil is that, you know? So my point is, they lost the middle-class working man, working woman vote, you know, to Trump. And he's expanding that group voting for him and voting for the GOP. He is getting all those Reagan Democrats to come back, and the Democrats are doing nothing to lure those people back. And in fact, they're losing minorities. They're starting to lose black votes. They're losing Hispanic votes.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Trump's approval, by the way, among Hispanics is surging.
Oh, yeah. And if he turns if he just turned 2% of the, and 2% of the Hispanic vote and 2% of the black vote, he would win it running away. If there was an election today, I can tell you he would win it running away, you know. So it's all encouraging. Kavanaugh's going to be,
I see Hillary making noise about running again.
Please! I hope she does.
Oh, me too.
I hope she picks Elizabeth Warren as her running mate, and then we can call it the Shrilla in Manila. You know, we can get them all the shrillest two people that could possibly run on the Democratic ticket. Wouldn't that be a great ticket, Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton?
Can I ask you a legal question?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me start the clock. Go ahead. Yeah. All right.
Billable hours, friends.
That's right, man.
Suppose I followed Elizabeth Warren around, and I noticed that she drank from a soda can and tossed it in the trash. Could I then take that can from the trash and send it to a lab and have her DNA analyzed to see if she's...
Absolutely. There's actual Supreme Court case law on that. Once a person throws their trash out, puts it on the curb, or even disposes of it and they clearly have relinquished control of it forever, you absolutely can take it. You know, and there have been many police officers who has caught a criminal getting DNA off of out of their trash that's been put on the curb.
Yeah, or a cigarette butt or something like
or
that.
Or cigarette butt. Or I mean, the TV shows show it. It's real. You know, it's real. That can happen. As long as it's not degraded. But
Chad, are you coming to Bomb Hours? We heard a rumor you might.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that. Yeah, if I can swing it, I'm going to do it. You know, my daughter's off at camp, you know, so it might be a good time to go. I don't have any responsibilities other than...
We'd love to see it.
Yeah. All right, guys. You guys have a great one.
You too, man. Good news. Chad at Bomb Hours, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Thomas are going to be there too. And we hope you'll come out and join the group. It's been, I'm just texting Janelle. Is there a good time I could come to visit? She says, yeah, when the temperature gets below 137 outside.
Woo!
I said, well, it's only 127 here. But what you want at this time of the year more than anything else is protection against the systemic failure of the unit that keeps you and your family comfortable. The best way to do that is to call Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 272-9228. And have them take care of it with a Clark's Club membership. For $159, you get two annual tune-ups. They leave behind a system that's running at peak efficiency. And they're available on a 24/7 basis in case something breaks. Any machine can break, even with the greatest attention to detail. It's nice to have that backup. Not likely you'll need it, but you have it. And if you do need a repair, which in most cases will help prevent complete system replacement, which gets pricey, you get a discount on parts and labor just by being a member of the club. And they got your back on plumbing, too. Plumbing emergency, Clark's hires the best. And people they've thoroughly background checked and vetted. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. And again, Martha, you're invited to come and join us.
70 and 97, the two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi Speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration, like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
This is Joey Clark. And for those of you out there thinking of buying or selling a home, I have a name for you. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Yes, whether in Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Lake Jordan, or Lake Martin, and all points in between, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is the man to call to buy or sell your home. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or maybe just need a bigger home for that growing family, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662, 322-0662.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASC Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASC is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Was this morning's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. I hope he doesn't mind that I did that at all.
It's no problem.
I didn't catch that, Rich.
It's no problem.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we are.
So our topic tomorrow morning, have you seen any of our segments on TV?
No, I haven't.
Anybody
I'll have to find it online. I don't have a television that can do that.
You? Anybody seen us on TV?
No.
Oh, stop it.
You?
No.
You told me that people came up to you and said they'd seen you on TV.
No! How about you?
No!
You?
No, no, no!
Here we go with the pity party.
Oh, yeah, I've been having one since 3 o'clock, haven't I? Ooh, here's a little note from my friend Karen, who says, just left El Jalisco. I am stuffed. Taco Tuesday strikes again. El Jalisco right across from Krispy Kreme for outstanding and very... And today, tacos, 99 cents. Stuff yourself senseless with great, authentic Mexican food. Don't forget to ask to see the Queen of the Dimples. That's Monica. You know, she's part of the new management team at El Jalisco, and... they just do a... It's one of those places you walk in and say, man, this is a happy place to be. And it is. And the folks that do such great service over there, and they'll be busy, but you know what? It's a big restaurant. They hustle like crazy. So if you want to do 99-cent tacos for dinner, and they got drink specials till 7 o'clock, get over there now. Right across from the Krispy Kreme on Atlanta Highway. That is El Jalisco. Fabulous, fabulous food. It is 5:54, our final look at traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still working that accident on Bell Road and Atlanta Highway, so be careful over that way. Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway, kind of busy right there at the intersection. Coming over to I-85 southbound, we have a little bit of congestion from South Union down to the interchange. That's rush hour traffic. Also seeing some rush hour traffic on 65 northbound from just past the River Bridge all the way up to North Boulevard. And as you make the turn to go back toward Prattville, it's a little congested right there at that corner. Everything else looking really, really good so far this afternoon. Todd's Produce grows their own Chilton County peaches, and they make their own homemade peach ice cream, and it just doesn't get any better than that. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, running a little bit behind. We'll see you later. Joey Clark Radio Hours next. Who's with you today?
I believe Christy will be here tonight.
Good. They're all agreed. Be a great show. 5:55.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star. Career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history. $1 billion from you and me. Twinkle even cut deals for special interest dough. A career politician lobbyist new low.
Swamp star Twinkle Kavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth, Will Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump the only choice for true conservatives. So when you hear Twinkle's lies, remember.
Twinkle, twinkle, big swamp star, career politician and lobbyist you are. Voted for the largest tax in state history.
Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist, bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider, Alabama needs.
Hey, four, my friends are Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Not 10%, not 20%. Get up to 25% off MSRP at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the summer clearance event, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. New 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited. Zero money down, just $279 per month. New 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude. Zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your old car for cash, even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit, zero down. First payment due at inception, plus tax tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith. May God bless our glorious nation. I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn. Every child is a precious gift from God. I will always defend our gun rights.